Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It is the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hey, listen up, everyone. This is Columbo Chronicles Live right here for you. And I am the Rose, Rose Columbo. And it's a beautiful day. And although we're looking at the Biden and Democrats and rhinos and everyone else in between, drowning us in skyrocketing costs for housing and gasoline and food, electricity, water, housing, water shortages. But the reason we actually have water shortages, or if you want to call it a drought, is not because we live in a desert or near the ocean. It's because our California leader sent 50 billion bottles of water to communist China. And then we're paying skyrocketing costs for gasoline because Joe Biden shut down the drilling and the Keystone Pipeline. And then he was kind enough to ship barrels or gallons or tins or whatever he shipped over to communist China. He shipped our gasoline to communist China. He is such a kind man looking out for communist China and Ukraine. So we have to give him kudos for looking out for the globalists, let's say. According to the Democrats, the American worker bees and taxpayers who are struggling from this inflation that is skyrocketing as well and expect to continue, we can look at the bright side and look at all of the things that we need to do to turn this around, because now we're opening our eyes to what is actually happening to our country, not for our country, and to us, not for us. And we are actually seeing their will imposed on us rather than our will imposed on them, which is a very serious problem for the American people. And they've already destroyed millions of jobs and tens of thousands of businesses, small businesses, and their income, and crushed the American dreams that the natural-born Americans created, developed, invented, and so forth. Because way back when, in 1993, Bill Clinton got the great idea to, again, so kind and considerate, to open up the floodgates at the naval base in Long Beach and the Long Beach port to communist China. That's right, communist China. Actually allowed them to travel right across our international waterways and do business in America. And Bill Clinton was so kind that it was tariff-free to the communist Chinese. And he actually outsourced all of our jobs and manufacturing, intellectual property, and so forth over to communist China. And people wonder today, especially the young people, how did this happen? Well, you have to look at the past to understand the present. And you probably, many of you maybe were too young to have looked at the past, but maybe you read it. I know that the schools are not the same where you're learning real U.S. history and geography any longer, because they're more interested in indoctrinating children into sexual preferences today. So that's a new, another new liberal agenda that's happening today. And but you still can find those history books in those, and even in the used bookstores on U.S. history that will tell you the truth of how we got into this mess with communist China controlling our imports and exports and products that were made in the USA, invented in the USA, developed in the USA, stamped, made in China now. So you may be able to buy them for less money, but they don't have the same quality as if they had been made in the USA. So on that note, that's the good news, that we will come out of this on the bright side as long as you do your homework and your research and you go out and vote in November 2022 and cause a red wave so we can bring back our economy and a strong military and secure our borders. That's very, very important. So if we're going to survive, and we will survive. So good news is that God never loses a battle or a war. And the bad news for the technocrats and for the Democrats and rhinos is that they may win some battles and there may be some bloodshed, but guess what? They will not win the war in the end. And so on that note, we are going to enter into the wonderful world of, guess what, authors and experts. And boy, do I have a very special guest for you today. And he has a wonderful background, and his name is H.M. Hervey, or Harold M. Hervey, and he is a global businessman. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him as soon as we come back and right before we enter into the world of authors and experts. So don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because we are about to enter into the wonderful world of authors and experts. And today we have an expert with us, and he is a global businessman. He graduated from Penn State. He traveled the country, joined the Marine Corps, attained the rank of captain, was a fixed wing and helicopter pilot, and graduated from the Naval Justice School. And this is fantastic. We're going to ask him to provide us with a little more background, and so we'll just get started, and we will welcome H.M. Hervey, also known as Harold M. Hervey. Hi, Harold. How are you today?
Hello, Rose. How are you today, and thank you for letting me come on board.
Well, we all need to jump on the USS Liberty ship, you know, before it sinks. Save the ship.
Yeah.
And so, Harold, tell our audience, you have quite a great background here. Tell our audience a little more about your business and your globalist business and what you do and any other background that you'd like to share with our audience.
Sure, sure, but I'm not a globalist.
Oh, no, I didn't mean you were a globalist. I meant a global businessman.
Yes. Well, so right now I straddle both worlds. I straddle the world of the business world, I'm the communications director for an aerospace, a contractor that supports the aerospace industry. For example, we support NASA. We support Jet Propulsion Laboratory down in Southern California in Pasadena and east of there at a facility. And so I do communications, press releases, internal blogs, all these things that the communication manager does for the business side of it. But on the I do that part-time. I have been doing that for 4.5 years. But I'm moving away from that and getting back into my grassroots of freelance writing. And that's what I'm doing now, half freelance writing and half in a free world. My background is, after I got out of the Marine Corps, I was stationed down at El Toro, by the way, at the Marine Corps Air Station base in El Toro. I lived in Huntington Beach. I think you live down there, right, Rose?
Yeah, I do.
And I love it. I miss Southern California, but it's so crowded now. And then after I left the Marine Corps, I went up to Silicon Valley and worked in the semiconductor industry and the wireless industry in sales and operations and things. And, of course, I got caught in the dot-com bubble, and so I gradually moved into freelance writing. And engineers don't know how to write, so I got pulled back into the high-tech world where I'm straddling now. And that's the long and short version of what I do. But of more interest to me is I have my own written blog, and I'm listening to you speak at the beginning of your the hour, and you really understand what's going on with China, the United States, how they are circumventing and undermining America. And I think that when we're done here, I'm going to highlight, give you a link to my blog, and I think many of you and your audience will appreciate what I say, because it tracks very closely to what you say.
Oh, good, because I tell the truth, my truth, and from my research of 30 years, actually, and from being a victim of the legal system. And so I decided I wasn't going to remain victim. I was going to not have a pity party. I was going to learn everything, not about justice, but about corruption. So that's what I do with the government too. I look corruption, not the justice, because there's very little justice. So, Harold, what is the current state of America and its direction, in your opinion?
Well, it's a mess for sure.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that great old line in the movie, "No Country for Old Men." And in the beginning of that movie, Tommy Lee Curtis was standing in a field that had for a drug bust that had gone wrong. People were dead bodies everywhere, even dead dogs, machine gun bullets laying on the ground, cars all shot up. And Tommy Lee Jones said, "Well, if this ain't a mess, it'll do until one gets here." Okay? And this is... so many things, so many moving parts of things are going wrong in America that I'm at a loss to know how to fix it. But in general, I'd say the direction of America is on a downward trajectory, in the hopes that maybe the election, the 22 election, will midterms will fix it. But I don't believe, and I don't believe that government can solve our problems. I think people have to solve our problems. We Americans have to solve our problems, and we have to take the bull by the horn, as you say, don't do a pity party, and control our lives, and don't let the government control us. And so that's what we have to do. We have to fix inflation, and we have to fix a lot of things.
I agree with that, because we have kids and grandkids and future generations coming up, and they don't deserve this mess, and they don't deserve to be living in a communist Chinese nation. And I love the Chinese people. They are victims of their own CCP, and they've tried so many times to be free. We know what happens to them, and we don't want that to happen in America, and they come here to be free, and they're such a nice people. And so, you know, I understand why people come to this country after living in those a world of being controlled by their government, which is happening here through the technocrats as well, who have too much money and too much time on their hands to figure out how to use human beings as human commodities for their human capital and human collateral and research. So that's a big concern of mine. And so do you believe, though, that I don't know if you know this, but Biden is, which was Obama's actually, Obama's agenda to hire 87,000 IRS agents in a time when we are facing a serious inflationary period, and he skyrocketed the cost of living and making it unaffordable for so many Americans. And so why would he arm 87,000 people and send them knocking on our doors around America when the corruption isn't basically with the majority of Americans who just make average wages? The corruption starts at the top. And I almost got thrown out of I belonged to the press club. I used to do AM, FM radio shows. And I stood up and innocently said, well, corruption starts at the top, to a governor. And I thought he was going to faint. And I was going to get thrown out. But I didn't. But it's true, though. Corruption starts at the top and trickles on down. And so if you don't have honest public servants with men of integrity, I interviewed Carlos Moorhead before he passed, Congressman Carlos Moorhead, and on a former cable show I had. And he said, I asked him about compromising. And he said, no representative should compromise. When you compromise, you lose your good character, your integrity, your principles, your values. You never compromise. And so what do you think about all these compromises that the public servants do?
Well, I understand that this 87,000 federal IRS agents is in an additional 87,000.
Right.
And it's an additional. So that means the IRS will be the biggest agency in the federal government, except for the Department of Defense, which has
police powers.
Yes. So, unfortunately, Mr. Biden has become beholden, and the administration has been taken over by the leftist, socialist people and agenda, who believe that government needs to solve all our problems and run everything. And they also believe that that corporations, capitalism is bad, and that corporations represent capitalism, the worst of capitalism, and that they should be paying more taxes, and wealthy people should be paying more taxes so that they can grow government unequivocally. And if the more they grow government, the more control they'll have, the leftists, and the more dependent people will be on the government. So it's a whole closed loop there that they're trying to do. And sadly, Mr. Biden has become dependent upon that. He listens to them. Sadly, I don't think he has all his facilities, faculties with him, so he doesn't really know many of the things that are going on around him. But the bottom line is that the leftists have gained a serious foothold in the Biden administration. He has appointed numerous leftists, communists, that were actually rejected by the Congress, the Senate, thank God. But he never keeps, they never keep stop trying. And so these IRS agents are going to design to one thing: make government grow, take more hard-earned money from Americans, make the government people more dependent upon the government. And the net result will be that people will lose the incentive to work hard and earn a profit, because it's going to be taken away from them. So it's going to be a downward spiral. A downward tug on the economy. Inflation will rise. Government spending will rise. And the only thing that will stop it is elections every 4 years.
I agree with that. I think that will stop it. But I also believe in the fact is on the city, county, state levels, and they need to go in and ask for accounting and see all of the spending they're doing, because there have been cities and counties where even the chief of police in one particular city and the city councilman had given themselves all huge bonuses and excessive wages, and they weren't even picking up the garbage any longer on the city streets. And so these things happen. Yes, it was in California. And these things happen. But look what a group of proactive people actually did. And those people got caught because they took them to court, those public servants, and they ended up going to jail.
Yes, I remember that. It's a great story. And as you said, it's a great example of what happens when people, rank-and-file citizens, get activated. You know, COVID-19 was a disaster for this country, but it had, counterintuitively, one silver lining. It allowed parents to see what the leftists, woke, and CRT people were doing to their children firsthand. And people were outraged what was going on in the schools. And as a result, this ignited a grassroots movement to rid schools of many of the problems that and the teachings and leftist teachings that were being taught in school. And parents found out that the schools were being used as indoctrination centers rather than education centers. And that's why American kids can't find the Pacific Ocean on the map, but they can find racists around every corner. And so this is a great thing and an example of what you're talking about, grassroots activity. And that has also emboldened people to get more involved in their local elections, local school boards, dog catchers, local governments. Thank God it's happening. And that's the only way we can save America is by the people themselves saving America.
Yeah, I'm a true believer that you start, you know, because everybody's so busy and worried about everything that's happening today and struggling because of our government. And I think that, you know, if they at least get involved in schools, in the city council, see what they're voting on, what they're not voting on, and they're even trying to stop people from doing that and criminalizing Americans for speaking out and for exercising their constitutional rights. And I think that that's a very dangerous place to be. And I believe that law enforcement needs to step up to the plate and say, no, we're not going to arrest Americans because they choose not to wear a stupid mask that has graphene and ethylene oxide in it and can kill them and cause breathing problems and lung problems and brain injury with those ethylene oxide PCR swabs. And see, I did a lot of research, and that's what people need to do. They need to listen to the experts in the medical field who are trying to explain to them what is good for you, what is not good for you and your children, and then do some more homework and research and find out why are those masks in China, made in China, and those PCR swabs, why are they drenched in ethylene oxide or made it with graphene, which is an industrial product that says on the industrial products, warning, do not breathe or ingest or call 911. So, I mean, people need to really do a lot of homework, you know, on
really
when the government
tells you
to mandate these things. I'm sorry.
I really love the fact that you're really awake and knowledgeable about the threat that China represents. And more people are starting to wake up to the fact that China represents a dire threat to democracy and America, as evidenced by how crazily they acted when Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan lately. China represents a true threat because they're flooding the zone with spies and espionage students and students academically. They're stealing industrial secrets. They're stealing intellectual property secrets. They are flooding America with fentanyl. They are, dumping product on us. You know, we have a huge multi-billion-dollar trade deficit with China, and they were trying to actually access America's communication systems by putting technology stealing radio signals and equipment around the country. They are a true danger. And as much as I don't like Joe Biden, for the most part, at least he's waking up to that, and he's calling out China for what it is. That is heartening.
Well, I haven't heard him do that, but I hope he does, because, you know, the fact is that they installed Huawei in America, and then he installed it secretly
yes.
over in Iran. So it was Iran, who's
yes.
another foreign enemy. So how friendly is that? But I went to D.C. Herald and took my granddaughter and my daughter and went to D.C. to visit Congressman Rohrabacher. And when he was in office, he's a really great guy, too. Sorry to see him voted out. And I told him in his office, and I said, you know, China is a huge threat to America. I said, we don't owe China anything. I said, the truth is you should go on the House floor and put it on the record that America doesn't owe China any debt. China owes America a huge debt because China was broke. And it was the fact that Bill Clinton opened up the floodgates and the Democrats to communist China and outsourced all of our manufacturing and all of our intellectual property and our jobs that hurt America very badly today, which was at the time I was speaking to him. And I said, and put their country on the map. And I said, they should be thanking us because they've stolen our designer, our fashion designers' products, and you know, sold them on the black market, and they've actually collecting DNA from females in America, putting it into the worldwide computer, DNA computer, and that is very scary to think about because we have these technocrats who are billionaires who seek to reduce the population and create a superior race called transhumans who are neither male or female and can't procreate. And that's also in bed. They're all in bed with China. So this is why China is such a huge threat to America,
yes.
in my opinion.
And the world.
And I meant the world too, yeah, of course. And so this is where we're at. And so, you know, so the liberals who have actually fallen apart over the Roe versus Wade being overturned by the justices is more insanity by these liberals. What do you think about that? I mean, they're threatening the justices.
Yes, it's a typical liberal overreaction, and it's an anti-democratic one. The Supreme Court, they don't understand that the Supreme Court democratized abortion. It didn't eliminate abortions like they keep saying. All the Supreme Court said is that the state should have the rights, the people in the state should have the rights to determine whether or not what their abortion law should be. That's all it said. And if the people in the state want abortion, great, it's up to them. And that's what the Constitution says, that too. So now, personally, you know, whatever your personal views are on abortion, pro-life, pro-choice, I think you should celebrate the idea that you have a greater say in what abortion is, laws are in your state. And if you don't like your abortion laws, then you have the ability to generate interest and generate votes and to either enact or overturn the current laws. It's a democratizing ruling, and I support it. And, you know, we here in California, we're pro-choice, and I think we're going to keep it that way.
Well, I personally, you know, well, I don't judge anybody. Whatever their choice is their choice. But personally, it's very difficult for me to understand how the liberals can criminalize people who maybe take a turtle out of the desert, or they kill a bug and they criminalize you, but they're okay with killing babies. I mean, it just
That's
boggles
right.
my mind. I just
Listen,
don't get it.
And liberals have Liberals have, Rosa, liberals have a genetic brain defect. They have no problem defending murderers, drug dealers, child pornographers, people who kill terrorists. They want to keep them alive, but they don't mind killing innocent babies. That's correct.
No, they don't. And they and you know, they will put a man who murders a pregnant woman in prison. Well, he should go to prison, but they charge him with a double murder. How can they charge him with a double murder if the baby isn't a baby?
Right. Right.
So none of what they do makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, and the other thing is that today, I don't believe that we – what do you think about this, Harold? I don't believe – they're not my kids. They're not my grandkids who – went out and were irresponsible and didn't take contraceptives and condoms. You can get them online. You can get them free at clinics. You can get them from your doctor. I mean, they're in the stores. There's no reason today why you can't be responsible, because back in the past, you could not do this. You had to say no unless you wanted a shotgun wedding. And so today, they're everywhere where they can be responsible and take these condoms or have their doctors do something or their, and all these different things as to prevent pregnancy. And these aren't my kids. They aren't my grandkids. Why do I have to pay for the world's abortions?
Yes, and you shouldn't. And in fact, there is a law. There was, I don't know if they're enforcing it. The Hyde Amendment says that federal tax money can't be used for abortions. I have
but
no
they
problem,
do because it's
with,
in Obamacare. It's in Obamacare.
Yes, it is. That's correct. And the Republicans voted for Obamacare. By the way, I'm a conservative, not a Republican, because Republicans promised us for many years to repeal Obamacare, and every chance they got, they messed it up and broke their promises, which is why we have Obamacare, which is why we have abortions on demand. And what you said about getting contraceptives is so easy nowadays. There's no excuse, and we shouldn't be allowed we shouldn't be forced to pay for someone's carelessness. As a matter of fact, women on welfare who have children out of wedlock, not only do they get more money, they get double the money because they can now care for children because they know that the government will pay more to support them. And that's why they can become careless know that we'll support them. It's a shame. And the biggest thing that America has lost is a sense of traditional American values. We're losing our Judeo-Christian values that made America the greatest country on earth. And we're being that's being gradually subsumed and lost. And that is one of the reasons your audience should know that liberals and Democrats want to have an open border, because they know a flood of immigrants do not share traditional Judeo-Christian values upon which America was built. They have these illegal alien army have no connection to the Constitution, which is exactly why Democrats want them in this nation.
Well, what they've done is, and this includes Biden and Obama, they opened the borders along with the Bushes. He supported the North American Union, and he was a catalyst for the CFR, along with the Clintons and along with the Biden and Obamas. And they want those borders open. And the thing is that there are traffickers coming through there. There are the Border Patrol, ICE. They keep saying, hey, we got some real dangerous dudes coming through here. President Trump warned us there were some really dangerous dudes coming. We have fentanyl flowing in to destroy the minds of our children and kill them. We from China. We have other drugs coming from down south. We have children being trafficked in and out of this country, never seen again. Do you know there were 10,000 children gone missing? Because I know the lawyer in South Carolina and her law firm that filed a lawsuit against Biden and Obama and the Democrats. Well, not the Democrats, Obama and the federal government, excuse me. And because 10,000 kids at the border went missing, and nobody knows what happened. 10,000.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
It's a tragedy.
You know,
it's a tragedy.
Yes. I mean, if for no other reason, if anyone cared about those children, they would have secured those borders, which they swore an oath to uphold, defend, and protect, and they're in violation of their sworn oath, every one of them who supports an open border. No other country in the world has an open border, because if you walk over to Mexico, you're going to get thrown into a hellhole, or over in China, or you're going to get executed, or any of the other countries. When I was in Europe, I mean, you cannot believe how strict they were to get into their country. And so this is the only country that we're not even a country any longer. As long as we have open borders, in my opinion, we are just in a borderless land. Because you have to have borders
exactly
to have a sovereign
right.
nation, right? So
correct.
We're not a sovereign
nation,
with
nation
with open borders.
Borders.
Yeah,
no,
you have to
can't.
Have borders to have
this
a sovereign nation.
But I'm saying this is a concerted effort, a planned, devious, concerted effort by Democrats, liberals, and the media to flood America with these people because they don't have they want to change America from within. Democrats, many, especially leadership positions, understand that demographics is destiny and that when you have a nation of uneducated, unskilled, unworkable, undesirable, untrained people flooding the nation, your demographics, your overall skill level and quality of your people will be degraded and undermined, which is why they're doing it, which is why liberals are doing it, to degrade and undermine America as we know it, because they are allowing all these unskilled, untrained, unvaxxed, unwanted people to come in who don't know anything about the Constitution, and they're doing it on purpose.
They are absolutely doing it on purpose in violation of their sworn oath, and it is a felony if found guilty of violating their sworn oath. And I think the American people, and target each one of them that are supporting open borders and take them to court. I really do believe the American people need to get active. They have power. They just don't know they have power. They don't know what the power is, and they know they're just seeing an awakening to the corruption of why am I getting poorer? I'm working harder and longer, and I can't make any money, and now I go to the store. I was paying $100 for groceries. Now it's $200 or $300. And I go to the gas station, it was $40 to fill my car, now it's $140. I mean, this has to end, and I'm a true believer in grassroots movement and making it happen and informing people. And the problem we have today is that you can't get on an MSM show and say what I'm saying. And so I was on AMFM, and I was surprised they let me stay on AMFM as long as I did. So then I went and I did a cable TV show because, you know, so we could speak out on cable TV show. And it became so popular. It was before the internet that it ended up in the TV guide. And so so this is why they try to silence people who speak out, because they don't want people to have knowledge. They don't want people to know they have rights, believe that they have to be mandated through executive orders now and ignore the Constitution, because President Biden and President Obama may have a pen and a phone, but guess what? They don't have the authority to make laws. That is not in their 5 duties as President of the United States or in the Constitution, but they're doing it. And the American people need to stand up and stop it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
And I think that's what they're doing. They're going to be showing the Democrats what for come November, I hope, because the Biden administration is allowing this country, not just inflation, but the social issues they're allowing and condoning, CRT. They're allowing and condoning wokeism. Matter of fact, many of the people who are in the administration are woke crowd, and woke means going broke. And all these things, and inflation, California, for example, is losing many people because of their liberal laws. But there are indications that Americans are starting to fight back, as you say. That's why the Attorney General and the DA in San Francisco was recalled. That's why the DA in Los Angeles will be recalled. And so will this nutcase in Bragg in New York City. He'll be recalled because people are sick and tired. They see what you see, and they finally had their head put up their heads and say, it's enough, it's enough.
Yeah, enough is enough when your children can't even go outside and roller skate anymore or skateboard or ride their bicycles, or they can't be out front without a parent there any longer. They can't walk down to school by themselves any longer. I live in a middle-class neighborhood, and when I was a kid, tons of kids were everywhere in our yards, everywhere. We're riding bikes. We're doing all the things kids do, walking around town. Nobody cared. And you can't do that today, and I'm telling you, you don't even see any kids outside anymore. And I think that's a really sad message for America. And so what do you think about the fist bumping with the Saudi prince?
Yes. Now, talk about hypocrisy personified. That fist bumping deal with Biden and Obama personifies what's wrong with Mr. Biden. When he was running for office, he said that Prince, MLS Prince, was a piranha, that he was a dictator, he was an affront to American values, all of which was true. And then he turns around and fist bumps the same guy like it never happened because of oil, of all things, the things he and other liberals hate the most, oil. And why it's wrong on so many levels was that it's hypocritical and it's unnecessary, because America should not be going hat in hand to Saudi Arabia or Venezuela or any other dictator asking for oil when we have plenty of oil here. If he would just, as you said during your prologue there, allow American companies to produce oil. And so on that level, it's wrong too. So there are no levels that was correct. There was no upside to it. And there's no guarantee that the Saudis will increase oil production. So it was just a disaster all the way around.
You're going to anti-American countries to beg them to give the superpower of the world that has more oil than we could ever use in the next 500 years or 1,000 years. Oil produces itself under the ground. There is no reason why we're paying $7 at the gas pump, $5, $6, $7, and taking food out of our grandchildren, and also sending our baby formula down south. Do you know why they send it down south? We don't have that many pregnant women with babies over in the borders. What we have is a bunch of cartels and gang members who know how to make drugs out of baby formula. That's what we have.
Yes.
And these problems are so serious, and Americans, they really are waking up, but there's not enough waking up to exactly what they can do to stop these unconstitutional, unlawful, and illegal behaviors by people who swore to uphold the Constitution and defend our borders, protect our borders, and defend the American people from safety and our welfare. Instead, they're destroying our safety and our welfare. And I find this so serious, because I can't even imagine, as they depopulate the babies being born in America, we're at the lowest rate now. If you do not have babies, Harold, and children growing up and becoming leaders, and enough of them to be the majority of a sovereign nation, you will no longer have a sovereign nation in the future without babies and children being constantly
born. That's part of the liberal leftist plan. Reduce the number of babies from Americans from American citizens born in America and increase the number of babies from foreign countries. That's part of the whole plan.
That is a weapon of mass destruction.
Yes. Mass distraction.
It is. Both.
Yes.
Because they are using that as a weapon against America to overthrow the Constitution, overthrow the American people, and all of these people in my book, in my opinion, are guilty. And they are selling out our country. And this is why it's so serious, because I'm looking at the natural-born Americans here and the naturalized Americans who came here to be proud Americans and work hard and make America great. God bless them, too. But America was no longer a nation of immigrants, as the Democrats keep saying. America became a nation of natural-born Americans when the framers signed the Constitution of the United States, and they defined naturalized versus natural-born American, and they held that the only person with the privilege and the honor and the eligibility to be a U.S. president was a natural-born American, which is simply a baby born on U.S. soil or protected U.S. soil to two legal Americans. That's it, and the Democrats convoluted it when Obama was made president, and his birth record does not make him eligible. And I wrote to the justices in support of Philip Burke's lawsuit to hear the eligibility case because he had the evidence, and Justice Roberts probably round-filed my letter and throughout the case, because I told Justice Roberts and all the justices in my letter that they were opening up the door to allowing foreign enemies, double agents, illegals, anyone running for U.S. president if they did not hear the eligibility case, and that this was going to set a very bad precedent in the future. Well, now we have Kamala Harris, who is not a natural-born American, and she's up next in line for the presidency. So you can see, if you look at the facts in what's happening is that they're making it so that anyone can be a president of the United States.
Uh-huh.
That's
yes.
my opinion.
While Biden is bad, you know, I've always said that Biden never has to worry about being impeached because nobody would want him to be replaced by Kamala Harris. So Joe is safe. As long as he's in office, Joe is safe, because nobody in their right mind would want Kamala Harris to be vice president, because she would be an even more unmitigated disaster than Joe. And she could drown herself in word salads trying to explain herself. So I think Joe's not going to be impeached. He's going to be voted out, but he ain't going to be impeached. They're going to throw her out before him.
Because after her is Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah,
so,
well,
there you go.
Nancy Pelosi could put two words together in a coherent sentence. even though I don't agree with her. I praised her for going to Taiwan in spite of the fact that they were threatening and saber rattling. And I praised her. I think she did the right thing, and I'm so happy that she did it. And, you know, told China to not so many words to kiss our butts. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris weren't very supportive of our trip. So thanks for imagine what would have happened if Nancy Pelosi didn't visit Taiwan after the Chinese threat.
I think you're right, because on that point, because China threatened America, and we cannot let China control our government and tell us what to do. I mean, they are in so many ways now, because they withheld the computer chips for the auto industry, and though the auto industry was really hurting all of last year and probably this year because they withheld those computer chips from our auto industry. They lost a lot of money, and they couldn't sell the new cars because they couldn't complete them. So anybody says that we should sell our farmland, we should allow China – to sell our farmland, to buy our farmland and buy our food plants, which they've done. I mean, I filed a complaint saying, hey, you cannot sell our homeland and our farm to a foreign enemy nation.
That's right. And it's surprising that there are so many Americans who are okay with that, selling Chinese, American land to China, selling American companies to China, selling American technologies to China. To me, it's just an abomination. And it's so incredible to me that we allow that. And I'm wondering what's going on with America. We've lost our collective minds to allow that, you know. And China does pose a threat. China does pose a continuing threat. And I think, thank God, we are finally waking up to this fact. China is a disaster.
So. Yes, and the thing is that how much property can you buy over in China?
Yes, yes. How many Americans are working for the Chinese defense industry? Mm-hmm. How many Americans are working for the Chinese? How many Americans are working in the Chinese intelligence agencies and in defense contractors, software developers? How many Americans are working for at sensitive positions and universities in China, exchanging and developing top secret products for the Chinese? The answer is zero. You know, the Chinese may be many things, but they're not stupid.
No,
but
they're not
stupid.
Somehow. No one said they were stupid.
No, they're not stupid. They're very crude. They're very
But the
slick.
Japanese once
clever.
Said, a Japanese leader once said that the American people are very foolish because they let anybody into their country and let them buy up their land.
Yes. And so we are shooting ourselves in the foot. There's many never-ending stories about how China is allowed to buy or steal unencumbered American intellectual property. General Electric developed this wonderful turbine about 15 years ago, electric turbine, leading edge. I mean, there's nothing like it in the world. And they wanted to sell it in China. And the Chinese said, sure, you can sell it, but you have to have Chinese people make it. You have to have Chinese people on your board. You have to have trained the people how to develop it. And you have to license it to us, or else you can't sell it. And GE said, okay. And now the Chinese have the ability to make this leading edge turbine to compete with us. Same thing.
Well,
with,
you see, they say
chips.
That the Chinese are so intelligent. But the bottom line is it's the American inventors who sold out our intellectual property over to them.
Or were stolen.
And also stolen, too, because they did hack into our aerospace as well and our computers. So, and they also said, you know, they wanted Joe Biden to win because they have friends, old friends in high places who are easily influenced in the USA. And that
Good.
Is really probably the greatest truth statement ever. So tell me before we have to close, this was so interesting. I love your comments. tell me,
Representative Eric Swalwell in Northern California was had an affair with a Chinese agent, a woman.
Right.
Fang
and
Fang.
He got rewarded.
He got rewarded with a chairmanship in the intelligence committee of all things after having an affair with a Chinese operative. Now, the Chinese know enough to have affairs and infiltrate and get associated with Democrats because the Chinese know that the Democrats, who are liberal, will defend them as they won't attack them. They'll trust them because liberals are politically correct. And they know the Chinese, the Democrats will defend the Chinese no matter what because they will defend them as the Republicans accuse the Chinese of being agencies. The Chinese know the Democrats will defend them because they don't want to be called racists.
Well, that's a bunch of bull. They'll defend them because they don't want to – they want to have, they want to make these secret deals they want to have the honey pots to sleep with and all the pillow talk that goes with it. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on there. And we don't even know what secrets they have told the communist Chinese. And then they record everything. So these people are really crazy to get in bed with these honeypots, because you can look at the laptop from hell, and which the FBI ignores. But if you're not wearing a mask, you're going to go to prison. Or if you go to church and, you know, during the lockdowns, you go to prison. So I don't get it, you know. But anyway, what do you think about the Russian-Ukraine war? I wanted to ask you about that really quick.
Yeah, it's a disaster for Europe. It's a disaster for the world. It really hurts the economy. I think Russia cannot, quote, win, unquote, that war. The sanctions that we've imposed are pretty substantial. They have long-term negative consequences on Russia. All the technology, all the companies are leaving Russia. Russia is going to suffer many generations for this unethical, illegal war. It's a no-win situation for Russia. And thankfully, NATO has come, stood up, and you stayed united for the time being. Thank God for that. And let's hope they stay united. And it teaches the Europeans pity of being dependent upon Russia for anything, let alone critical things like fuel, gas, and oil. It's just mind-boggling how the Europeans allowed that to happen, especially the Germans. The Germans were part of NATO. There was, besides the United States, Germany is the most critical nation in NATO. And NATO was formed as a bulwark against communist Russia. And the idea that Germany, of all countries, would allow themselves to become dependent on Russian oil and gas is the most mind-boggling, stupid thing I've ever heard of, which is almost as bad as the United States being dependent on China and Taiwan for semiconductor chips. We cannot allow these things to happen. We cannot allow to be dependent on critical infrastructure, critical products and services to be us dependent upon China and Russia, of all things. We're going to need North Korea to supply us with software. That's next.
Well, you know, Taiwan is the largest world distributor of computer chips. And that's probably why China wants to take over Taiwan, because they want to be the world distributor of everything so they can control the world. And so, so that's why this research over in the Wuhan lab was done in China, because they're all in bed together and they're all seeking to control the world. And that isn't going to happen, but that's what their goal is. So good luck to them.
Right.
Gosh, H.M. Hervey, Harold M. Hervey, you have been such a pleasure to speak with, and such a wealth of information and really reasonable answers to what is possible in America to make it great again and free again too, and safe and secure. So if you have a last message, what would you say to our audience?
Yes, thank you so much, Rose, for allowing me to speak to you and your audience. I think people will like many of the things I've written. I have a blog my nom de plume is New Centurion. So it's www.newcenturion.us. And you'll see many of the things that I say here. I call myself a poor man's version of Ann Coulter. I really call attention to some of the silliness of politicians, including Republicans. And I think you guys will like my blog, www.newcenturion.us.
Can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for being our guest on Colombo Chronicles today. And
you too, Rose.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And Harold M. Hervey has left the building. And again, you can look up his blog at newcenturion.us, newcenturion.us. And I just want to thank you for listening to Colombo Chronicles today. I hope you were enlightened with the information and empowered, and you will become proactive and get a copy of this wonderful political satire I wrote just for you.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.